This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
This faded black and white documentary tells a moving story, the Aaronsburg story.
In a lovely valley in the Alleghenies between the Seven Mountains and the Shriner Mountain lies the small community of Aaronsburg.
The town is named for Aaron Levy, a Jewish immigrant from Holland who, in 1786, bought the land and founded the town.
I'm Ralph Music, and my age is 83 years old.
From the kitchen table at his Center Hall home, former Aaronsburg resident Ralph Music takes up the story.
He laid that town out, and when he did, as a Jewish person, he decided that he would grant ground for churches and school in the Aaronsburg area.
Music still attends the Salem Lutheran Church, built on land granted by Levy. But Aaron Levy did something else. At the very first service in the new Salem Lutheran Church, he made a gift.
It was on this occasion that the liberal Aaron Levy presented to the congregation the handsome pewter communion set from the shop of the best metalsmith in Philadelphia.
That gift still struck a chord 160 years later, in 1949. Ralph Music.
It was rather amazing. My father-in-law sat on the front porch of his house, and a man from Philadelphia just casually stopped in one day, and they got into conversation.
The man was Arthur Lewis, a Jew, and the aide to Pennsylvania Governor James Duff. He chatted with Aaronsburger Al Mingle about town history.
It was really amazing how things took off from there.
The idea for The Aaronsburg Story was born. It was a pageant, an open-air play, with a hillside for an amphitheater. On October 23, 1949, hundreds of townspeople in costume acted out the history of the Commonwealth and the story of Aaron Levy's generosity.
I want to take you downstairs and show you, because I have pictures of the kind of people that were there. If you'd like to go first, there's the stairs that goes downstairs. And
in his basement, Music has a wall of fame, about a dozen large black and white photographs.
And, of course, here's a scene of the hillside. And these are some of the characters that were in Aaronsburg's story. I'm not sure who this man is, but
the pictures show dignitaries, amazing for a tiny town. Pennsylvania Governor James Duff, Nobel laureate Ralph Bunche, the UN mediator for Palestine, popular actor Cornell Wilde, who narrated the pageant. Ralph Music says the pageant organizers expected about 3,000 spectators. They got 10 times that number.
And that's a lot of people when you're thinking of 500 people as a town and 30,000 people gathering there. It's quite an ordeal.
One of the pictures shows something special.
Is that the communion set?
Yes, that's the communion set.
These days, the priceless communion set is kept in a local bank vault. On a cold winter day, John Miller, the Salem Lutheran Church Council President, takes me to see it. The set is stored in a handmade wooden box.
You have any questions about it?
The pewter gleams softly. A chalice, two pitchers, two plates.
And also in the box is a copy of the deed of when Aaron Levy and Rachel, his wife, gave the property to the church.
I asked John Miller what message this priceless artifact sends to him today.
I don't know how the relationship was between Jewish and Christians in the 1700s, but today with the hatred between different religious groups, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, it symbolized peace on earth, that people of different faith can get along together.
In 1949, The Aaronsburg Story sent a message of racial as well as religious understanding. And this was in a time before the Civil Rights Movement. One of the distinguished speakers that day was a Supreme Court justice who sent this message.
Associate Justice Felix Frankfurt of the United States Supreme Court, a distinguished member of Aaron Levy's faith and a great humanitarian, made the point that democracy is not a safe harbor, but a beckoning goal. All races and faiths must share in the public life with discrimination toward none.
The Aaronsburg Story, The story of a town founded on the principles of tolerance and understanding continues to inspire today. I'm Cynthia Berger, WPSU.